It's official.
Season 7 is on its way, and it is coming to you October 15th. Season 7 is all things intimacy betrayal. We are going to be talking about codependency versus complex PTSD. We're going to be talking about the anatomy of deception. We're going to be talking about crazy making, gaslighting, narcissistic abuse. We're going to be talking about all of these very important things. We're going to be talking about what is betrayal and how amazingly traumatic it is when it happens in an intimate partnership. So I really hope that you will join us. Go ahead right now and follow and subscribe. You do not want to miss Season 7 on the Direct Impact Podcast. Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now, scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epstein and Mary Bartito, and you are listening to a candid conversation on the Direct Impact Podcast. Hi, guys. Whether you're watching or listening, we welcome you to our conversation. And we're talking today about productivity. And is your productivity leading to rigidity? And I just think this is a really important topic, especially coming at the end of a season where we're talking about bullet journaling and the Plan to Recover mini journal, because I, for one, have been participating in a 90-day journaling practice for the last 3.5 years. I can tell you that there is a tendency to get rigid with my routine, and that's dangerous too. So, I mean, we had a candid conversation about society and, and productivity and what it tells us about being busy and being a human doing instead of a human being. But what comes up for you when we talk about productivity maybe being problematic?
I think, like, in that last candid conversation that we had, you know, when we related to, like, self-care and treating yourself, really that belief of productivity being tied to self is something that I see in my own self, that, like, I have to keep doing something, you know, something needs to be done. And I think a lot of people do that. I think of, like, clients who may be artists or just even friends, you know, that I can see that, you know, if they aren't producing, right, there's nothing there. Same with, I think, you know, us who, like, when we're working, right, we have to work in order to live. If we don't work, we don't get the...
If we don't show up, we don't get paid.
Right, exactly. We don't get paid. So I think that warps our mind of what productivity is. that it needs to be this thing that we're constantly doing. And then that lead to me leaks into our own beliefs of self and the things that we put out, you know, in the universe out and what we do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think like the big question that comes up for me is like, I think we can all identify with that. Mm-hmm. I think we get that sense of like rush and hurry mm-hmm. and go, go, go. And if we're not addicted to that, then we're depressed
yeah.
and feel like a loser and feel like I'm not doing anything and I'm lazy and mm-hmm. I'm pathetic. I'm either productive or pathetic. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is so polarizing. Right. It's like all or nothing.
Right.
Always, never, you know? So I think that's toxic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where are we in the gray? Like
right.
where's in balance there? Mm-hmm. So I think the question that comes up for me is like, what do we do about that?
No, and it's funny that you talk about that addictive behavior, because I think of like how a lot of us too like use that productivity and like that stress and anxiety that comes with that I need to produce kind of feeling. And it's our go, kind of like our go-go juice, essentially, of like, let me get it done.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. It helps us produce. But again, like going back to the self-care thing, it like it doesn't really help us because it's going to hurt us. Like like we said back in that conversation, stress is a silent killer. And I think it's hard for us to pull into the gray because mm-hmm. it's been taught to us, I think, like it's either all of this or nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
And when we try to get into the gray, we feel uncomfortable with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mentioned it, the verbiage I used in a previous podcast, it was the season, mm-hmm. don't remember when, but I said surfing the gray rainbow. I mean, like there's very various shades of gray,
right.
but we really want to avoid the black. The white,
mm-hmm.
because I don't believe it's rooted or based in any type of reality.
Right.
So I think when we are in that polarized space of always or never,
mm-hmm.
Or go, 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 or pathetic and lethargic and sloth,
mm-hmm.
I think we do want to find a way to pull back into the gray. So what to do about it? I can just tell you what I tend to do is treat it like any disease.
Mm-hmm.
I treat it like the disease of addiction because that's absolutely what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to Mary describe it and it's like, yep, that's a dopamine hit. That's an addictive dopamine hit when it's deeply rooted in someone's identity and sense mm-hmm. of self. Oh my gosh, how addictive is that? When you have a pathological relationship right. with something that's mood altering, that's an addiction. Mm-hmm. And so like we can talk about it all day long, but I think most people have the question of, so what do I do about it?
Right.
Well, I'm going to recommend it's treated like any other dependency. And so I'm going to recommend therapy. I'm going to recommend journaling. I'm going to recommend that going on your big three when you're engaging your journal for 90 days, really just pay attention to that need to be productive,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's one of the things that, you know, I wanted to mention at the end of the season too, is because like I found that I almost became dependent on my journal,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. That's productivity.
Mm-hmm.
That's automation. It's effort. It's energy. It's even that dopamine when I check the boxes,
right.
This is so great. But sometimes it becomes kind of like its own defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you get so rigid. It's like, well, you know, if I go too far this way or too far this way.
Right.
And so I just really want to caution people, especially if you continue to engage in this journaling practice for a long time, it can't be always or never. It cannot be that way. You need to be able to sit and reflect and know where your energy is best placed, because it's every day looks different. Mm-hmm. And every day we want you to honor your body and honor the space that you're in. And not every day are you going to really go through all of those prompts and dive deep into self-discovery. Do that every day. And that's okay. So we just really caution people about getting too rigid, even with the journaling practice, but with any type of routine. All right. So just notice that. Notice it when it comes up, because I think it's natural when something's working, or when you like something, or when it's doing good, or whatever, whatever it offers you, you have a tendency to sometimes get addicted to it. So let's just be mindful and present about that. Yeah,
Yeah,
what do you
and
think?
I think of like flexibility, like when you're talking about routine, because even like myself, I'm a creature of habit. I like my routines. I know how things are going to go. It's comforting, I think, to all of us. But you're right that there comes that rigidity of if something goes wrong, now I'm dysregulated, I'm off balance, I don't know what to do. So I think allowing ourselves to have that flexibility of, okay, if I don't do this one thing today, it's okay. I can keep going with the routine. I don't have to stop and kind of beat myself up. I can keep doing what I need to do. And even self-reflecting, like you said, at the end of the day, with a journaling practice of what did I accomplish? Because I think we beat ourselves up in that way too, of, well, I didn't do enough. Well, maybe if you reflect, right, that says, actually, no, you went to the grocery store, you went to work, you did this, you've done a lot today. So no wonder you're tired. Just rest.
Yeah, and I have found myself just trying to pay attention and notice like how many times in my internal dialogue, I mean, like I don't count them or anything, but I have an understanding of how many times I've told myself in a day that it was enough. Like it's enough. That's good enough. It does not have to be good. You know, it doesn't need to be perfect. I mean, that it just needs to be done, or it needs to not be the priority, and that's okay.
And I think that's really hard for us, but I think with a lot of practice, that's how we can get, like we're talking about getting into the gray of like saying, I am enough. It is enough for today. You know, I've got like I have to tell clients, remind yourself, like, you have tomorrow. If it's not that pressing, we can do it tomorrow if we need
And
to.
like I said, it's not going anywhere.
Right.
It's not going anywhere. I can almost guarantee you, if you're still on Earth tomorrow, it will be there.
I know I'm thinking of like the laundry. Like that's my biggest one. The laundry's been there for 2 days. It's still gonna be there for the next day or 2 days. It's fine. It's not
I
going anywhere.
guarantee it will still be there. And
Right.
so, yeah, let's make sure that, especially if you have tendencies towards perfectionism, that you're very mindful of, you know, how you see your productivity and that it doesn't become overly rigid. Okay. All right. So let's be mindful of our rigidity and to surf that gray rainbow. All right. Thanks, guys.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact. Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing. Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.